You're listening to Professor Bob Knight, a leading expert on ageing and the ageing research. He's visiting the University of Queensland. And Professor, as we grow older, how do our personalities change? How does our behaviour change? Do we become more restrictive in our views or more lax in our views?
For the most part, the evidence that we have so far on how people change personality-wise as they get older is that you roughly stay the same. There's a lot of continuity over the years, and a lot of our ideas about people changing in personality have to do more with differences at any one point in time between younger people and older people that often have to do with what era you're born into and your kind of historical social experiences based on what generation you're a part of. So it's different to be a boomer than to be Generation X, to be a member of the World War II generation.
Often on this program we talk about the aging process, and it's often in terms of dementia, mm-hmm. the influence of Alzheimer's in our society as the baby boomers get older. How advanced is the research worldwide into the aging process?
Well, particularly with regard to dementia, we know a lot more about what it is. We know a little more about how it comes about. We know more, I think, about caregiving and what the family caregivers go through as they cope with a person with dementia. Finding solutions has been much more challenging. I think, you know, there's a few medications on the market. Most of the, probably the high end is that they sort of work with maybe about a third of the people most of the time.
This is going to be a big issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not only in Australia, across the world.
Yeah.
Are there factors that determine how we age? Like, do we put it all down to genes, or is it environment, the experience we have in life, the wealth that we have?
I think depending on what aspect of aging you're focused on, it's kind of all of the above. Certainly in terms of longevity, having long-lived parents is a very good start to things. But, you know, taking care of your health from early on is an important aspect of both living longer and living relatively well. I think sometimes as we think about aging, we focus too much on longevity, and I think not enough on the kind of quality of life issues, both physically and psychologically. And